Okay, so we are now here in New Rajadan. It's wonderful to be back, as you usually hear me report like that. And particularly there's this phenomenon in Budapest, which when I make podcasts you may have heard, that there's these dogs in the neighborhood, neighbors, and particularly one neighbor opposite the back of the temple who just barks and barks and barks and barks, and we've tried to negotiate with him. I tried to actually even get our lawyers, and it's just the laws in Hungary seem to be very tolerant to people's dogs barking day and night. And it's not something that I experience anywhere else outside of India, certainly not in my trips to just going around the UK. There was nowhere where people would have tolerated that level of noise. You hear the podcasts during the day, but the same stuff is going on at night. So I can't really say that it's a peaceful place to rest here. You can hear a pin drop. It's so quiet. And I went over to see Radhe Shyam this morning, which is really always a reality check, real transcendental reality check as to what it is that is the center of things that we need to really concentrate on, who's in charge and running things, and whom we should always be conscious of. Because when we don't regularly see the Lord, serve the Lord, then we tend to really get caught up in our own world. So for that reason, this evening I'm hoping I can organize going on the altar and dressing them. And I'm just looking around at the outfit that I selected, and I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Okay. There are two questions here from a Hüvelyes Lajos, who's obviously from Hungary. And he asks the following. He said, if Krishna is pleased enough with someone to give them his darshan as an example of Daksha or Dhruva Maharaj, why do they continue to stay in the material world? And the other question is, if Bharat Maharaj was always thinking of Krishna as a deer, when he took the body of a deer, then why did he have to take birth as a human again? So the first question is that why do living entities who see Krishna continue to stay in this world? There are two types of people who see Krishna, the imperfect and the perfect. Daksha is a real good example of an imperfect person, and or even Narada Muni, as the first canto describes. And then for perfect people, we have the example of the Vrijabhasis or many advanced Vaishnavas to whom Krishna revealed himself to. And they continue to stay in the world. So, first of all, why does Krishna show himself to someone who's imperfect? One is because the overriding rule of what Krishna does is because he wants to. So for that reason, Shruti says that he reveals himself, Tanuswan, to whoever he wants. Krishna has his free will. Pure, impure, in between, whoever Krishna wants to reveal himself, he'll do that. And that's the ultimate law. Because he will have a purpose with each one. Why would Krishna reveal himself, for instance, in this example, to Prajapati Daksha, particularly for that reason, not so much for the reason that he's so pure, because later we see that he really gets himself into a lot of trouble by committing offenses to Lord Shiva, but because there's also a sort of institutional reason in the Lord being present, and by that I mean that Lord Vishnu is the maintainer of the universe, and Daksha is a Prajapati. He's a progenitor, and he has a particular function. So whereas on one side, from the spiritual point of view, he may not be so qualified, but certainly from an administrative point of view, because he has such an important role. Therefore, the role may the Lord may appear to such a person. But in the case of Narad, it wasn't an issue of administration. It was an issue that he wanted to reveal himself to him because he was pleased. He was pleased by the effort, even though the effort didn't lead to perfection, just as in the Daksha. But still, he really made a sincere effort in order to see the Lord, in order to please the Lord. And then once he saw the Lord, once Narad saw Lord Narayan, then Lord Narayan says, no, but you're not going to be able to see me anymore because you're Kuyogina, because you're impure, and those who are impure cannot see me. So he then wouldn't give him ongoing darshan. Why does then someone continue to stay in the world? Well, one is because he has a mission in this world. Daksha had a mission. Narada Muni had a mission. We read of all of those in Srimad Bhagavatam, what they continued on. So they have something to do, and therefore they don't just go back home, back to Godhead like that. And once again, service is more important than anything else. But the other is that both for the imperfect as well as the perfect, Krishna doesn't immediately give them his association. He may, but he may not, for two purposes. For those who are not advanced in, or not perfect in Krishna consciousness, and they need to develop love for Krishna, so even they may achieve the Lord's darshan in order to increase their hankering for the Lord, then he keeps them in this world, and he doesn't give them his association so that their love for him may manifest and then develop. And though for those devotees who are already perfect and who have love for Krishna, but Krishna consciousness is a dynamic thing. It's not that love has some kind of static state that you achieve and then it's over, but it's something that continues to develop more and more until eternity. So in order to continue to develop love, separation is beneficial. Therefore, a devotee may see the Lord, and then the devotee may leave that, the Lord may leave that devotee here in the material world and not give him his darshan in order to increase his desire to see him. So Krishna explains this to the gopis. And the interesting dynamic, which is a really good example that Krishna gives, he says, having seen Krishna and then having again lost his company, not remaining with him, it's like a person who's become very rich and then loses all of his wealth. If you've never gotten wealth, then you don't hanker after it in the same way as if you had it and then lost it. So once you've seen Krishna, and then you lose Krishna's darshan, then that's much greater impetus for being absorbed in him and thinking about him. And being absorbed in thinking about Krishna is the way to actually attain increased attachment for him. So Krishna makes arrangements for his devotees, pure or impure, to do that. And that's why even though they may get his darshan, he does not immediately just take them with him to get his permanent association. And the other part is, why did the deer have to take birth if he was Krishna conscious? Why did he have to take birth again as Jadbharat? Because animals generally don't go back to Godhead. In Vrindavan, they're a special circumstance because not only are they animals, but they're also in contact with the dust of the town. Once again, the example of Jadbharat is meant to teach us to be careful, yam yam vapi svam bhavan, about what we think of. when we leave this body, and not to get distracted from the path of devotional service, because we may end up as being deers. And just for the very purpose of not thinking, well, I'm going to go back to Godhead as a deer, then it shows no, then you're going to have to take birth as a human being again, go through so many tribulations in order to wear off your prarabdha karma, in order to wear off the reaction to that activity. Because as a deer, wandering around the Himalayas, you don't get the same benefit as in Vrindavan, where you become free from all your sinful reactions, free from all your karma. So Bharat Maharaj may have still had traces of past life that he needed to wear off as Jad Bharat. As we can see, he was treated badly, he had a bad upbringing, although his father was very favorable, his brothers didn't like him and persecuted him. Then he was offered to the goddess Kali, and she had to personally intervene to save him. And finally, Rahugana Maharaj criticized him. And then, of course, he had the mission. He had the mission to preach to Maharaj Rahugana. And that was Jad Bharat's also purpose for not immediately going back as a deer, because the Lord wanted him to communicate that which he had learned to the king, and in that way to us who are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.